तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय तवै वास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणं भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्मी क्षिप्ताश्च कामादिकतरङ्गं कृपामयीं त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्
First of all, my heart hurts you. For millions of dandavat in the lotus feet of my spiritual master, and same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Par Srisman Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. We are now discussing about Raramanand Sambhav. First log, briefly we have
discussed.
Explained briefly. Now, some examples I told yesterday to give. Why? How Radha is Pranay Mahima? And for this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raya Ramanand to come to Puri and they will all test all these things. In the last, he resigned from his post and he came. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Swarupa Karcha, Karcha are shlokas, what they realized with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they used to write in their Karcha with their own shlokas. Raghunath Goswami has also karcha. How he was born and brought up on the guidance of Sarup Damodar. And what Sarup Damodar used to hear from Mahaprabhu. And he used to tell him. So he has also karcha. Both combined or each other. So Radhaya Pranay Mahima Kirtisha. Va Anayaiv Va Swadva Jainadvat Madhurima Kirtisho Va Madhiya Sokhan Chasya Madan Bhavata Kirtisho Vetti Lobha Tadbha Vadya Samajani Sachi Karva Sindhu. Oh, this will explain.
ओम ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यश्च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो
First of all, I'm offering my humble Dandavat Pranams, my Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev Nitya Lila Pravishra Om Vishnupad Asto Tarasata Sri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Sri Prabhupada. And secondly, my equal Dandavat Pranams and Shraddha Pushpanjali to the lotus feet of my beloved Sikha Gurudevs Nitya Lila Pravishra Om Vishnupad Sri Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj and Om Vishnu Padastro Tarasata Sri Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj and to all of my Rupanuga Guru Varga, all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavas. So Srila Gurudev has been expounding for the past 2 days on Sri Roy Ramananda Samvad, in which he has quoted the first verse of that chapter 8 of Madhya Lila, which actually encompasses the entire conceptions that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed within the heart of Roy Ramananda, and by which he himself was able to hear this conversation and gain new enlightenment within his heart. The beautiful examples being given yesterday of the cloud and the ocean, and the pearls within the shell of the oyster, and the Swati Nakshatra, the constellation. Very beautiful description Srila Gurudev has given. And now Srila Gurudev is referring to the Kadachas, the shloka of Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, which is quoted by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in the beginning of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita to explain the confidential reasons why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world. In the third and fourth chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has explained both the external reasons for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance in this world and also his internal reasons or his primary reasons. And this shloka, which Srila Gurudev has quoted, which we will explain, this is telling the three most confidential reasons why Sri Krishna himself desired to appear in the womb of Mother Sachi and descend in this world in his beautiful golden form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here it is described, Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrishovanayaiva Svadyo Yena Bhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Va Madhya Sokyam Chasyam Mad Anurbhavata Kidrisham Veti Lobhat Tad Bhavadya Samajani Sachigarbha Sindho Harindu. So here Sri, the first line is telling Sri Radhaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanayaiva. He wanted to understand Krishna, because he is the Vishaya Tattva Bhagavan, which means he is the object of everyone's praying. He is the object. And from that position of the Vishaya Tattva, from the position of the object, he is tasting everyone's praying. But when Krishna witnessed the transcendental features and symptoms which are shown by Srimati Radharani in her love for him, by which she tastes the highest level of Mahabhav Prem and the highest levels within Mahabhav. So Krishna himself became very curious to understand, because he noticed that Srimati Radharani, her love is unlimited, expanding in all directions. There is no limit whatsoever to her praying for me. What is the greatness of that praying, the mahima, the topmost limit of that praying? Krishna himself wanted to understand this. But actually it is not possible for him to understand from his own position of being Vishaya Tattva Bhagavan. Therefore, he desired, this was his first desire, he desired to take the position of Srimati Radharani herself, and thus through taking her position, experiencing her own bhavs, in this way he would be able to taste her prem. Secondly, Swadhyo yena adbhuta madhurima kidrusho va madhya. Then he wanted to understand what is the madhurima, the sweetness that she tastes through her transcendental love for him. Because Sri Krishna is the very Bhagavan Swayam and the Avatari. He is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead from whom all other incarnations and expansions emanate. And he is the topmost absolute truth. So within him, there is the topmost qualities compared to all other expansions of his own self. And specifically, Sri Krishna has four qualities which are not found in any other incarnation. Four madhurimas. These are sweetnesses. His Venu Madhuri, how Sri Krishna plays his beautiful Venu, his flute, and attracts the hearts of all living beings throughout the entire creation. Even the inanimate objects are attracted by the sweetness of the sound of Krishna's flute. Venu Madhuri, Leela Madhuri, he engages in his sweet pastimes, encompassing his ages of childhood, boyhood, youth, Kishore, Balya, Pauganda. And in this way, Krishna manifests so many beautiful, sweet pastimes in Braja, and in no other incarnation and in no other dham does the Supreme Lord manifest such beautiful pastimes. Then, Rupa Madhuri, Krishna's transcendental, beautiful form with all of his characteristics and qualities, his beautiful lotus petal eyes, his transcendental body is the very embodiment of sweetness. And all of his associates, have prem madhuri. They're completely surrounding Krishna with the topmost level of prem, and particularly coming into the level of madhurya prem, which the Braja gopis taste and experience in their love for Krishna. So through these four sweetnesses, through these four madhurimas, these qualities of Krishna, he inundates the hearts of his Braj bhaktas, and eternally they relish his transcendental qualities and his sweetness. But amongst them, none of them can relish and taste the sweetness of Krishna of that of, compared to Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani, she is the Ashray Tattva, the very shelter or the very abode of all prem. She is the very Swarup Shakti potency of Krishna. There is the Sri Krishna himself who is the absolute truth, and Sri Krishna Shakti. Together they comprise the one absolute truth. So Srimati Radhika is that Swarup Shakti, that Purna Shakti, completely embodied through the potency of Ladini, very transcendental pleasure potency. Srimati Radhika tastes the transcendental prem of Krishna and sweetness of Krishna to the highest level beyond anyone else. And when Krishna notices this, then he becomes also very curious to understand how she is tasting my sweetness. He notices that all living beings are tasting his sweetness, but he himself is enamored by the fact that Srimati Radhika is tasting unlimitedly. And finally, Sokyam Chasyam Mad Anubhavata Kidrisham Veti Lokat. What kind of happiness, what kind of unlimited joy and ecstasy Srimati Radhika experiences. When Krishna witnesses this, he sees that she is tasting millions of times greater joy than he himself in receiving her prem and all other devotees' prem. So Krishna becomes absolutely curious to know this. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has described, Krishna's mind runs after this conception, how it will be possible for him to understand this. So therefore, desiring to taste these, to experience and to know these three transcendental characteristics of Srimati Radhika's prem, therefore, Sri Krishna himself accepted the mood, the bhav, tat bhavadya samajani sachi garba sindho harindu. He took her bhav, That means her transcendental golden kanti, her color. And that comprises her complete moods. Her complete desire to love Krishna is embodied within that beautiful golden color. And Srimati Radhika herself, joined together, combined together in one form, and completely covered every single limb of Shyam Sundar Krishna in his dark, beautiful color. And now he became Gaur Sundar, and now he became completely absorbed in the mood of Srimati Radhika. So in that way, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world and manifested his pastimes for the benefit of all, but particularly to taste these three, because he is the Supreme Absolute Truth, he is Raso Vaisaha, he is the embodiment of rasa, there is nothing beyond his experience. So in order to taste this rasa, he has appeared in this form. And now, by meeting Sri Ramananda Roy on the banks of Godavari, and also empowering him to distribute these transcendental conceptions, and because, as we have heard, Rai Ramananda is none other than the most intimate Sakhi of Srimati Radhika, Sri Vishakha Devi herself. So now she has come to give, to contribute her conceptions into this transcendental samvad, this conversation. And Rai Ramananda now gave this into the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by his tasting and hearing this, through the medium of Siksha Guru, he was now able to deeply enter within the moods of Srimati Radharani. So that is a brief explanation of this shloka of Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami Prabhupada.
But why this shloka has been quoted here? What is the need? Oh, something. Here, it has been quoted, this shloka, especially to show that what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu realized three things inspired in the heart of Rai Ramananda. These things. And that is why he was able to repeat it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for this. So without mercy, anyone cannot know all these things. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sprinkled his mercy unknowingly, not outwardly, but inwardly. This is the thing. In Brihat Bhagavatamrita too, everything his guru told to Gop Kumar, Swarup perhaps, he told. He knew all the thoughts, but could not realize.
Jana Sarma.
Sent by Radhika. Then he kept his hands on his head. Everything you should realize. And then at once he realized, and he saw that I am going to Golok Vrindavan, and in the meantime he reached there and saw Krishna. So Bhat, very powerful Sadhu Sangha, but Sadhu Sangha, standards will be there. Now I have told that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu crossed the river Godavari and he came to Godavari Ghat, next other Ghat, and he took bath on the Ghat, proper Ghat, and after taking bath, he left that ghar, but nearer to Godavari water, he was sitting, he sat down, and then he did his anhik. Anhik, you know, what Guru has given months, repeat 10 times. You should always try to follow this. Our Raghunath Das Goswami has also told, Guru Gashte Goshtha Leishu Sujane Bhur Surukane Swamantre Sri Namni.
Brajalava Yuva Dvandva Sharane.
So don't fall, no, fail to meditate your
Gandhi mantras
three times daily. But if you are grihastha, so many things to do. So if you cannot do in evening,
midday,
oh, you must do in morning. And from sannyasi, brahmachari, those who have left homes, they should do at three times. So, you must do what Guru has given mantra daily with very respectfully and being one-pointed. At that time, no upset mind, no in hurry. Be calm and quiet and chant. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing. Why you should not do? Then, it has been told that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself told that I am Mayavadi Sannyasi. And someone now quoted this, that, oh, he was Mayavadi Sannyasi. Because he had taken sannyas from Mayavadi Advaita Sannyasi Kesava Bharati. But it is not true. He took Harinam Diksha from Ishwar Kuripad. He is his Gurudev. He is only sannyas guru. And even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, oh, you are going to give me this mantra, and he strictly
gave
it mantra. What mantra was that? Tattvamasi. What meaning? Tasya tvam asmi. You are eternal servant of Krishna. This mantra was that.
Sri Kesava Bharati is not Mayavadi.
Yes, Kesava Bharati. He took sannyas in the line of
Shankaracharya.
Like Madhvacharya took sannyas in the line of, but they were not Mayavadi. Mayavadi means Nishvisheshvadi. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had cut out all the arguments of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And he used to pay respect to his Gurudev, Ishwar Puripad. He went to Ishwar Puripad birthplace.
Yes.
Took some dust from there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, I am Mayavadi Sannyasi. Why? Oh, tena dapi suni chena karo rapi sahi suna. All Vaishnavas should be tena dapi suni karo rapi sahi suna. Amanina manadina. Especially sannyasi. Also, all Vaishnavas should be like, give honor to others. Don't be very far others, what he is doing. Nonsense or what? Don't criticize. Don't be very far of that. Try to see how much I am developing. I am following Tina Dapi Suni Chitaro Rapi Sahisuna Amani Na Man Hina. We should also know Apichet Su Duracharu Bhajate Mam Ananyabha. Don't be very far of that. Otherwise, your life will be spoiled. Constitutional of our religion is bhakti. If a kantaki bhakti is there and something coming, we should try to avoid and form it. Don't bother. Well, always you should know Kaal is very
powerful.
Time.
But even those who had taken shelter, Saranagati in the lotus feet of Krishna, they can walk on the head of this
time
also. Those who give vigna,
obstacles,
he can. So we should try to be Saranagat and of only one point and then going and helping others also. Now, Raramanand is telling that I am Sudra. Oh, I am Sai Sudra. Why? Oh, again, this thing. Trinadapi Sunicheno. He was actually no Shudra. And Srila Prabhupada has told those who think that he was Shudra. Then he is Aparadhi. He will not have bhakti. Haridas Thakur was Mohammedan Muslim if they are thinking. Or he was not Muslim. By constitutional religion, he was Pyo Suddha Bhakta Mahabhagavat Namacharya, giving shelters to patits.
Fallen soul.
Even Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they thought that we are Muslims. And they took shelter in the towards the feet of Haridas Thakur. You know. So he was not, Vaishnavas are not Mohammedan Muslims or anything. They are Jagat Guru. So what they are telling, we should think it that by Tuna the Pishunis, they are telling. So actually it's not like that. Then some dialogue was going on between Raramananda and Mahaprabhu. Raramananda was telling that if you have come to what?
Reform me.
Then you should, you are Pati Pavan, Param Dayalu. Being a sannyasi, you touched untouchable me. He told. And then he quoted, Mahant Sobhav E. Tarite Pamal, Nijakar Janahutabe Jan Andhav. For this Mahat Vichalanang Nirinang, Grihinang Dina Chetasam Nisse Saya, Bhagavan Nanatha Kalpati. What is the meaning? Once Krishna and Balram have taken birth, after 6 months or 1 year, Vasudev Prabhu in Mathura, in jail, he requested Gargacharya, please go in Vrindavan. There, the son of my son and the son of Nanda have taken birth there. And now appropriate time, and you should give, you should do Nam Samskar. He went there. In disguise, disguise means no one knew. If anyone will knew that Vasudeva Maharaj has sent, then consul at once take some serious steps. So as he is not moving here and there, he went there. So Nand Baba is telling him, Mahat Vichalanam Ridam. Krihinam Dina Chetasam Nishesaya Bhagavan Nannatha Kalpati. Mahat Vichalana. Mahat. Who is Mahat? Who is Mahat? Oh, Sanatana Goswami is telling Mahatang Bhagavat Sevaika Nishtha. Bhagavat Sevaika Nishtha Nam are Mahat. Those who have desire to serve Krishna and serve Him, they are really Mahat. No other. So you are Mahat. You have no other business here. But by chance, you have come here. Why you have come? Oh, two things. Grihinam Dina Chetasam. Myself, Grihinam. I am always engaged in householder life. In my wife, for children, to look after my homes and all these things. Who is telling?
Nanda Baba. Nanda
Baba. How this? His son is himself. And he is telling that I am badly engaged in householder affairs. And dinachetasam. And that is why I am reading. He is not telling for himself, but for us, as we are always engaged in this. We forget Krishna, we forget Guru, Vaishnava and all others, and engage always in this. Anyhow, you are some parts fortunate that you are in good association. Now something realizing. But there are some weaknesses also. Try to
drive them away.
Drive all these things. So it has been quoted though, but had it been quoted for Mahaprabhu or not? Though Raya Ramananda told it, this slok. Mahaprabhu is Mahapurush or what? He is not Mahapurush only. He is Maha Maha Mahaprabhu.
Ramananda
is Adipurush. He is Swayam Avatari, yes. Himself, Krishna.
Adipurush.
More than Krishna even combined, Radha and Krishna. So, also a slok. Parallel slok has been told by Maharaj Yudhishthir. Bhavat Dibha Bhagavata Tirthi Bhuta Swayam Prabho Tirthi Kurvanta Tirthani Swantasthain Gadabhrita. Bhavat Dibha. Yudhishthir Maharaj is telling to Vidur. Some time before, Mahabharata battle was fought. He left everything, his position, his prime ministry and everything, because his brother Dhritarashtra was blind by internally and
externally.
He was grihinam dina chetasam, really he was. He tried so much that he should give up Duryodhana.
Reject.
And he should call Pandavas and give proper respect to them. But Duryodhana at once came, oh, you are taking prasadam in what plate and you are
making hole in the
hole
plate.
In this patta.
Same plate.
And then at once he gave up his crown, his everything, ministry, and he left that. And when battle was fought, all that put to death, all Duryodhana and all his brothers, only 5 Pandavas, Krishna, one side, and other side,
Aswatthama,
Kripacharya, Kirtavartma. But really, no one in that side. Then he came. He knew also that Krishna has left this world. All his Jadubansi has gone. But he did not told all these things. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj telling at that time, Bhat Pidha. Oh, Vaishnava like you, Bhagavata, Bhagavata, you are Bhagavata. Tirthi Bhuta Swayam Prabho, you are himself Tirth of Tirth, because you have kept Gadadhar in your heart. Gadadhar means?
Vishnu.
Club. No.
Gaddate anaya bansi.
Who has taken bansi float on his that very Gadadhar. So wherever you will go and take bath, it will be Tirtha. Now a day tits are very Oh, all sinner person are taking birth. How should it be? More again like that. And Krishna sends persons like you, O Vidur. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Krishna, we can take him like that. He was also Mahabhagavat because he had played the role of Mahabhagavat. Then, something more. Now something, kirtan. One kirtan.
No, 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 no,
you should come to Godavari bank. In the morning, they were talking what I told. And then Mahaprabhu went to a Brahmin house, and Ravanand Rai, he went, returned back to his palace. Mahaprabhu told that, I will wait for you in the evening, so please come, and we will do Harikatha. So Mahaprabhu was waiting him, very eagerly. Mahaprabhu himself waited, eagerly. And Rai Ramanand what? He was also. So only in a very simple dress, with only one
servant system. Assistant.
He came there. Anyhow, in high way.
Hidden.
Secret.
In secret way he came. Mahaprabhu was waiting, and when he saw, Rai Ramanand did namaskar. And he wanted to fall on his feet, but at once he
embraced
him. And thus both were persuaded because of him. After that, when they sat, they began to do conversation with each other. Harikatha, question and answer. Vaishnav, when meet, how are you? No question. They know all these things.
How is your health?
No, nothing. They will, how your bhajan is going? And we should try to know. How your bhajan? Now he is telling Rai Mahaprabhu. Prabhu kahe. पड़श्लोक साध्य न निर्णय एंड राय कहे स्वधर्म आचरणे विष्णु भक्ति है. राय रामानंद पड़श्लोक वाई इज टेलिंग दैट यू शुड रीड इज श्लोक यू शुड हैव साध्य. व्हाट इज साध्य? व्हाट इज साध्य? Or he is telling that, I want to know what you are telling, it should be according to
scripture.
Upanishad, Ved, Upanishad, Quran, especially Srimad Bhagavatam. You should give reference of Shastra. Without Shastra, I will not help you. And then Rai Ramanand told, स्वधार धर्म आचरण विष्णु भक्ति साध्य वी शुड ऑल नो. विदाउट साध्य एम ऑफ द एम एन ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ द लाइफ देश अदरवाइज वी आर लाइक एनिमल. सो वी शुड नो एंड देन नोइंग आफ्टर दैट we should practice to have that. What is sadhya? You, Aranya Maharaj, explain in brief.
This idea, only this idea of sadhya.
Yes, sadhya. What is called sadhya? Try to listen very carefully. You should turn more.
Umagyanati manandhasa ज्ञानंदन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः.
श्रील गुरुदेव वांटेड मी टू डिस्कस ब्रीफली द कॉन्सेप्ट ऑफ साध्य. द वर्ड साध्य इंडिकेट्स द गोल ऑफ लाइफ. व्हाट इज द एम एंड ऑब्जेक्ट ऑफ योर लाइफ? दैट इज कॉल्ड योर साध्य. एंड the method that you take up to attain that particular objective in your life, that is called sadhana. So sadhana means the process to attain sadhya, the goal of life. So later we'll hear how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Satya Vastu Sadan Vina Keho Nahi Pai Kripa Kahe Rai Pavra Upai. All right, Ramananda, we have discussed Sadhya, the goal of life. Can you tell me about the sadhya and the method to attain it? Why? Because no goal of life can be attained without taking up the appropriate sadhana. So we can give some examples. If the goal of your life is to become very wealthy, to earn lots of money, then you may think, what kind of sadhana you have to do to attain that? You may think, oh, by being a lawyer, then you can make so much money. So then you have to think, how can I become a lawyer? I have to go to the law college. If you want to become a farmer, then no need to go to law college, you should go to agricultural college. So depending on what type of goal you have in your life, then after fixing sadhya, the goal, after that you can understand what is the process to attain that goal. So for those who are sadhak, practicing devotees in this world, their satya is what? Bhava Bhakti. In the heart of every living entity is an eternal loving relationship with Krishna. How it should be manifest, how to realize this satya, that is the process of pure bhakti. Kriti satya, bhagat satya, bhava sa sadhana vidya, nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam radhi satyata. When we are engaged in hearing, chanting, remembering, for the specific purpose of manifesting a particular mood in the heart, then our hearing and chanting and remembering can be called sadhan bhakti. Otherwise, though we may be hearing, chanting, remembering, it is called sadhan abhas, a semblance of real practice. So if we want our hearing and chanting, remembering to be real sadhana bhakti, first the satya, the goal that you're aiming for, will have to be fixed. So if we say that the satya is bhava bhakti, this is not enough. Why? Because there are many different types of bhava, many different foundational emotions by which the living entity is related to Krishna. It may be in santaras, dasya, sakya, vatsalya, or madhurya. And therefore, if we want to know what is satya of our life, and discover the sadhan to attain it, we have to go to sadhu. So sadhu is that person, sadno ti sadayati krishna prema iti sadhu. The sadhu is the person who teaches you about sadhya, the goal of life, and he adjusts your practice so that you'll be doing pure sadhan to attain that. The person who does this is called sadhu, and when we experience this in our life, really this is called sadhu sangha. So here in this example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was waiting eagerly to meet with Ramananda, right? Why? For sadhu sangha. So from him, he can hear about satya, the goal of life, specifically the highest goal of life. In this case, for him, the mood of Radharani. And for the living entities, the beauty of the mood of Radharani. He wanted to hear this from Ramananda, right? And afterwards, he will ask him, now I know the goal, please explain to me what is the method to achieve. So in brief, this is the idea of satya and sadhan.
Something more, if you want, can you tell?
I think he got about all of it.
What? He did nothing. Shyamalani can? Some more? No. Bhakti Sar?
How can I improve from
that? We all want happiness. Anyone who wants to be suffering, anyone?
No.
Suffering? You want suffering? Oh, you should come, I will make you suicide. Why not? This is suffering. So anyone does not want. And that is why in Veda it has it. Sarve sukhina
bhavantu sarve santu.
We want to be happy. But what we think from this material mind, is really not happiness. In wealth, in position, in family life, out of family life, real happiness is not what we think. What is really happiness? Krishna is love. God is love. Love is
God.
God. And Krishna what? Ananda Swarupa. Sachidananda Swarupa. Or Ananda Swarupa. Anandam, I am Brahma. Anandam Mayam, Mayo Abhyasa. Not only Ananda, he is Anand himself, but also Anandamaya. And we are part and parcels of Krishna.
What is the difference between Ananda and Anandamaya?
You don't know? Ananda means happiness, quality is Ananda. And Anandamaya,
plenty of happiness.
Where plenty of Anand, he is enjoying plenty of Anand and giving plenty of Ananda, he is called Anandamaya. Maya Prachur Arthi. Krishna is Ananda himself. Anandamaya. That is why Vyasadeva told Anandamayo Abhyasa. Shankaracharya told her, oh, how it can be? Impossible. He is Ananda only, not Anandamaya. So perhaps he was somewhat mad or
confused.
No, confused. No. He had written any word like that. I don't remember.
Vyas Bhranta boli
So Vyas is Bhranta in his Brahma Sutra. Why he wrote Ananda? He could not reconcile. No? But Krishna is both Ananda and
Anandamaya.
So if you want to be happy, you will have to Anandamaya Abhyasa. You will have to remember, chant, hearing the sweet pastimes of Krishna, then really you can be happy. Otherwise you cannot be happy. But what conditions all things? Nityartha dena, vittena, durlabhena, atma mrityuna, grihi, griha, patya, kap. We want that we should anyhow collect money, wealth. Without we cannot survive us. Oh, this is wrong. Nityati then. If there is no money or wealth, you are worried for that. If too much money comes, then dacoits and others will suit you and take you. I know a person who was householder, a very beautiful wife, children. And to love them, he wrote his in will or any document that it belongs to my wife, out of love. And he went to India, and in the meantime, that lady involved to others and took his all house, all property, or children and everything. And she, he began to weep, what to do. Again he married to other lady. And for love and affection, and that first wife should not take his
money,
all money.
Possessions.
He wrote everything. to second wife.
They avoid the tax also. Not only avoid the tax from government.
And also to conceal taxes from government. To cheat. He wrote everything, what he is, everything was property, house and everything by her wife. And he went to service, also doing service. And then in the meantime, that lady also was engaged in other husbands and took all the wealth, everything, house, property. But it's still, they don't give up that. I told him to come with me and be with me. But he is not happy. He will again do service and again he will marry any lady and again. They will not come in this line. And they will not remember totally Krishna, who is Anandamaya. If you are chanting Krishna really with heart, Ananda will come. Surely. It has been told. Bhakti Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janat Asu Vairagyam Gyananchala Ahai will come. Everything will come. Tattva Gyan will come. Surely. And also detachment from God. I am worried that why you are chanting names and why detachment is not coming. Why? Oh Prabhu, from his morning of his life, he did the Sangha of Pujya Parsidhar Maharaj. Swami Maharaj, always chanting. But even he is not going to be a sannyasi. Why?
You have to give some nasdani.
You want to marry again? Not question to you, but all. But all. We are mad now. I have only not come to discuss all these, also these things. To remind you. You cannot be happy. Nityarthi dena bittena
durlabhena
atma mrituna. This is the cause of death. What is meaning of death? Or falling down from divine love. And Krishna consciousness. If you have too much wealth, then any dacoit will come and in India, very soon, he will shoot you. Only for 5 anna paisa. So many sadhus doing bhajan here and there in forest, and they keeping some donation which is coming in their own and told quills. And that guy comes, have you anything? Oh, I have nothing. And they search and found them. So many. So in the end, and collecting by wealth, your wife, children, apatta, house,
property,
dogs, animals, your gardens, everything, they will not give you. Only chanting and remembering of Krishna, meditating of Krishna. This happiness is prayoja. This is the life of God. So, how to
achieve that goal?
Achieve that goal, happiness. Happiness means Krishna himself. His happiness and anandamaya both. Only this is the process. And process of bhakti of Rupa Goswami. Anna vilasita sunyam jnana karmanu anapritam anukullena krishna anusiryadam. This will give you certainly happiness. Nityananda Prabhu taking his hand high and promising यथेष्टंग्रे भ्रात कुरु हरि हरि भ्रांत मनीषा ततो वा संसारं बुद्धि तरण दाओ मई लगे
इदं बाहु
छोटाई रटि रत्यान प्रति गृहम भजे नित्यानंदम
भजन तुरतम.
You should chant and remember Krishna. I am
responsible
that. If you are not happy,
complaints,
so I am responsible. So I am telling also you all that you should chant and remember, giving all your worry and everything, and chant and remember Krishna. You must be happy. Otherwise, I am responsible for Swami also came for this, and he told those who obeyed him, they are happy, they will be happy. And those who will not, they did not follow him, they fall down from the line, and now even they are in life, they are taking wine, smoking, meat and all these things, and they have been doing it. So you must try to follow all these things. Happiness is Shraddha. And that happiness is Prayojan, Prem Prayojan, not Krishna.
Krishna Prem
To serve Krishna, that is God's way. But in what way? Sakha. Dasya, Vatsalya, but completely not. They will not completely please Krishna. If you want to be happy, then make Krishna happy. Whatever you do to please Krishna. And better, more, to please his dear one. And his dear one, Radhika is most. So if you have
desire to be happy,
you can make Srimati Radhika happy, oh, you must be happy. But this is the purpose of that sloka. Now we will gradually explain tomorrow. Go, Prema. Any drama play?
No, 10 minutes.
10 minutes, then I can. Very soon.
There's an announcement.
Some announcement.
Ah, yes. Sir.
Play has been cancelled. No play.
Oh, yes, sir.
No play tonight.
No.
Hare Krishna.
What play is then?
Cancel ho gaya.
Cancel ho gaya.
Cancel.
Okay.
No drama play.
You can announce that.
You can play sweet dramas. Please, of course, pastime.
No. For tomorrow meeting.
Yeah. I've been asked to make some announcements by the devotees who are managing here. And Srila Gurudev has asked.